Oh, good morning, everyone.
That was premature, that wasn't it?
I didn't do that.
You owe us 3 days of introverts.
That wasn't me. I did not plan that. Was that you?
No.
I don't know. Was that you, producer?
Wasn't me, your phrase for this morning?
That was not me.
No, this was going to be my phrase. I had it all planned. I was going to go,
they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Commitment to the delivery.
All right, so that was commitment, and well done to you, sir.
However, you
wanted to do that every day for the rest of the time that we're together as a show.
Yeah.
Which hopefully is 20 years.
What, the Braveheart theme or a different one?
Well, no, the Braveheart. If we had said, yeah, that's the best one, you're committed to doing that forever.
Every morning.
See, I kind of
think
we've already picked it. I was just like, everything's a novelty now. Yeah. If you don't know what we're talking about because you're new to the program, I'm sorry. I'm trying to come up with a way to start the show every day.
Yeah. Mm.
As opposed to good morning, hello.
Yeah, so boring.
Every show does that.
A catchphrase. And then someone has created that opener for us.
Behind our backs.
Behind our backs. They've gone behind our backs.
Is that the programmers, the behind the scenes going, Ducko, we're sick of your catchphrases.
We're wrapping you up.
We built it for you.
All right, mate, you're done. And it wasn't even the real phrase. We were going to do it. It was going to go, what time is it? And we all go,
Showtime. Who?
Anyway, and it ruined my Braveheart thing. I'm all over the shop this morning, guys. How are
He's
we?
Frazzled.
Oh, geez, I'm frazzled. The Duckman is frazzled.
Are you going to be able to recover from this?
Let me just think.
Absolutely, lassie.
This is Braveheart, guys, if you're wondering out there in the cast.
Yes, where'd you get that blue paint from?
It's all over me. I am William
Wallace.
Arr. Oh, jeez.
Arr.
Aye, lassie.
Very
Just
good.
Just don't do the mooning bit.
Yeah, where he moons him in his kilt. Yeah.
I've got to rewatch that. I don't remember any Mel Gibson butt.
Oh, it's a classic, accurate film of history, Braveheart.
It's a classic Mel Gibson hairy butt scene.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, you see a bit of Mel. You know, my dad went to NIDA, the acting school in Sydney, with Mel Gibson.
Are you joking? Are they friends?
No, he said Mel Gibson was one of the weirdest units ever. Like he was back in the day before yoga and meditation was a real thing. Like back in NIDA, Mel would be doing his own thing in the gardens of NIDA, like meditating, not wanting to talk to anyone, like in between classes and stuff.
Getting into character.
Yeah. But my dad got cut after year one and Mel made it. So, I mean, joke's on you, father.
Sliding doors moments there, Chris Allen.
He's now on a current affair as a reporter. So, I mean, what would you prefer?
I mean...
You don't have to be polite.
Thank you, sir.